European energy ministers are holding a special meeting in Luxembourg to try to forge agreement on how to emerge from the current crisis in gas supplies and the knock-on effect to electricity prices. Ireland has joined eight other mostly northern European countries in rejecting calls for a wholesale reform of the single energy market or the creation of a strategic European gas reserve. From Luxembourg, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
High energy prices are hitting consumers and businesses across the continent. There are many reasons for this. There's been a surge in demand as economies have pulled out of the pandemic. China has been buying huge reserves of gas, and storage facilities were not topped up last summer as they normally would have been. All that means a shortage of supply and a spike in prices. Because of the way the energy market works, the supply of gas generally sets the market price of electricity, and as such, electricity prices have surged as well. The supply of gas is also entangled with geopolitics. Russia could have increased the supply, but has chosen not to, in order to put pressure on Berlin to approve a new gas pipeline between Russia and Germany. Some countries like Spain, which has been very badly hit, have called for Europe to create a strategic gas reserve in the same way as COVID vaccines were purchased. Ireland believes that could be a problem in that it would require a big expansion of storage and would probably mean wholesale legal changes. The government would prefer that Europe accelerate renewables and speed up energy efficiency, and that the European Commission press ahead with a report on the functioning of the European energy market. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Luxembourg.
The latest report by European auditors shows that Ireland has been a net contributor to the EU for the past 3 years, with the state paying €360 million more into the EU budget in 2020 than it received. However, Ireland is expected to receive some €915 million in grants from the EU's COVID recovery fund until the end of next year. The state also received €2.47 billion in loans from a European Commission fund to protect against unemployment risks during the pandemic. Australia has formally adopted a net zero carbon emissions target by 2050. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he would take the plan to the Global Climate Summit in Glasgow. Mr. Morrison said Australia has a plan to lower emissions, but it will not require shutting down the country's coal and gas production.
Australians want action on climate change. They're taking action on climate change. But they also want to protect their jobs and their livelihoods. They also want to keep the costs of living down. And they also want to protect the Australian way of life.
The family of an Irishman who went missing while hiking in the US state of Wyoming has appealed for the public's help in finding him. Cian McLaughlin was last seen in June. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan reports from Wyoming.
For weeks, Cian McLaughlin's mother Grania, her brother and her partner have been walking the trails of Grand Teton National Park here in Wyoming, where Cian went missing almost 5 months ago. Grania McLaughlin told RTE News that she knows it is a recovery rather than a rescue operation, but that she just wants to bring her son home. The family has launched a major social media campaign appealing to anyone who was in the park around the time of Cian's disappearance to check their phones and videos for any traces of him. Although the official search has been scaled back, the US Park Service says the operation will continue until Cian has been found. Brian O'Donovan, RTE News in Grand Teton National Park, Wyoming.
The Irish Congress of Trade Unions is holding its biennial conference in Belfast. The theme of the two-day event is No Going Back, a new deal for a safe and secure future for all. Here's our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
ICTU delegates from both sides of the border will take part in a wide range of debates and votes in person or online on 47 motions and 5 amendments. Issues on the agenda in Belfast Waterfront Hall include Brexit and the impact on workers, collective bargaining, housing, climate change, and public policy lessons of the COVID-19 pandemic. Representatives of the 5 parties in the Stormont Executive will take part in the event this morning. They'll outline their positions on workers' rights and implementation of Clause X in the New Decade, New Approach Agreement, which led to the restoration of the Assembly in January last year after 3 years of suspension. The clause includes a commitment to an enhanced focus within the programme for government on creating good jobs and protecting workers' rights. ICTU General Secretary Patricia King said the COVID pandemic highlighted the major contribution of frontline and essential workers across the public and private sectors, and the consequences of inequalities which had failed these often undervalued and underpaid workers. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
A wet and windy day today with strong and gusty southwest winds reaching gale force on western coasts. Cloudy with patchy drizzle, with the best of any bright or sunny spells in eastern and southeastern counties. Highest temperatures 14 to 17 degrees. And there's a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 today on Irish coastal waters from Mizzen Head to Slinehead to Malin Head.